All right, if you want a happy marriage, apparently you need to choose this song for your first dance. It might be a good place to start. This is really interesting. They did a poll of almost 6,000 people. They asked them what their first dance song was at their wedding, and then later in their marriage asked how happy you feel in your couple.
Okay. I mean, I assume that this is not an easy decision. Do you just go with your song, that like the song that you and your partner have maybe fell in love with, or do you want a song that maybe, you know, will hit, tug at the heartstrings of people at the wedding? Do you want a song that's easy to dance to?
Like, I think it's different. Everybody goes for whatever. Some people, I know some friends who've chosen like their song. It's, you know, a song that's come up in there.
Right.
And then there's some people who she chose it because she's like, I love this song and I want to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think there are many different reasons. You haven't started thinking about your song yet?
No. And I feel like I should. I feel like there's pressure on it. Like, if you don't have a song, then what's your love worth, you
know? I've got some suggestions for you, okay? These were the songs for the happiest couples, okay?
Oh, okay.
So people who chose these songs for their first dance on their wedding day ended up being extremely happy later on.
Okay.
So, and you can text along with us this morning at 92925. I'll do the top five, okay?
Let's do it.
In at number five, Etta James, At Last.
At last.
Oh.
My love has come along.
So good.
So classic.
So good. Oh. So classic. And it's got to be the classic, too. It can't be a remake.
Like the one you were just singing on air?
I did a great job there.
Yes.
It was harmonizing. Thank you, Kim, for the support and the positivity this morning. And at number four, A Whole New World. I didn't know people chose this as a wedding song.
Isn't going with Disney a little tacky at a wedding?
I don't know. Like, in it right now, it kind of feels good to me. It makes sense, I guess.
Maybe for that, yeah.
For the certain type of... Anyway, couples are very happy after they've chosen this song.
Who am I to judge?
And at number three, I love this song too. It's Frank Sinatra.
Ah, yes.
The Way You Look Tonight.
A little more pep in your step.
And I wouldn't know how to dance to this in 2020.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
I feel like you have to rehearse this dance.
Be very formal, sort of two-step or whatever. I don't know.
Stepping on each other's toes. Yeah.
Okay, in at number two, Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Here's the thing, though. Is it right to choose a song that clearly puts one part of the couple on a pedestal?
I was just thinking
it's all about, like, imagine you're about to marry somebody and she says, I think we should choose a song that talks about how beautiful
That's
I
true.
Am.
It should be Isn't She He Lovely?
Is she? Aren't they lovely? And it would never happen on the flip side with a straight couple, right? It would
That's
never
true.
Be a song only about the man and how great he is.
No, God,
that would
no.
not fly. All right, and this is the number one song. So allegedly, according to this study of almost 6,000 couples, people who chose this song as their wedding song are the happiest couples. I love it.
Leave it to Elton.
Another Disney.
A true.
Two.
Oh, wow. Two out of the top five.
Not my song.
Not your song?
Darn it.
You don't. No. Oh, what was your wedding song?
We went Bryan Adams. CanCon.
Oh, not on the list.
No.
Not here. Coming up, I do have the songs for the unhappiest couples, though.
Ooh, yeah.
So these are the songs. I don't know if you want to hear this. My best friend's wedding song is actually on this list, too.
And how are they doing?
I mean, there's good days and bad days. All right, the wedding songs that made for the unhappiest couples. This is interesting this morning. It's 7:11 right now. Good morning. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. Right now, it's 19 degrees. We've got a chance of some showers today, mostly clouds, though, and a high of 25. It'll feel like 33 with that Humidex, which has made a return.
We will take it.
It was a beautiful weekend. Felt like summertime.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. So we just went through the songs that made for the happiest couples. So this was actually a pretty in-depth study that they did. 6,000 people, asked them what their wedding songs were, and then asked them later to basically rate their marriage and their relationship. How happy are you and your couple?
Right.
And we learned that the song that makes for the happiest couples, the number one song, Elton John and Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
So there's a lot more pressure choosing a song for your wedding day than I anticipated. Like, it's a telling sign.
Depending on how musical you are, it can be very, very important. When I think of a wedding, the music has a lot to do with it.
Totally.
I will say. So we're getting texts on our text line at 92925. People are telling us the songs that they chose.
A lot of people choosing Shania Twain's From This Moment.
Yeah, that is... I've been to at least 6 weddings that have used this song as their first dance.
Okay, question. Can you overuse a song?
I mean, I guess it's just about you. Back in, it was, I guess, like late 90s. This was very, very, very popular.
Everywhere.
But it's sort of written to be a wedding song,
exactly.
I think.
Someone else said Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Ooh,
that could be charming.
Dark. That's heavy. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the original version.
I think that's
a
funeral song. I don't think that's a wedding song. Anyway,
probably an unhappy couple.
Whatever works for you. Okay, so these are the five wedding songs that made for the unhappiest couples. I mean, listen, if this one of these were your wedding song, I wouldn't go rushing to get out of your marriage or anything.
This is just one of the factors that may contribute.
And this was just one study. This is what they concluded. And at number five, you've got a friend.
You've got a friend in me.
Oh, like, you're friend zoning your spouse on the first day of your wedding, of your married life.
But it's nice when a relationship is built on a solid friendship too. It's not. I know. It's okay. I don't want it either, but I don't. And at number four, it's a song called "Skinny Love" by Birdie. Ooh, this
falls under the funeral category, I think. Also,
well, just sounds like she's. Get like talking to a child, like, I told you to be patient. I don't like that.
Foreshadowing what's going to happen in the marriage, perhaps.
Yeah, that didn't make me feel good. Okay, in at number three, this was actually my best friend's wedding song. I was a maid of honor in the wedding, and this is the one they chose. I love this song. It's called Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
Yes. I don't know what the song means, though. Like, it sounds nice, but I haven't dissected the lyrics. Is there anything in there that's kind of...
They're basically saying, like, if I lay here with me and let's forget the world. Like, it's only you and me.
Great meaning, so...
You and me, bro. Together. That's basically what they're saying.
And your friend's still together with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this song. Anyway, allegedly makes for an unhappy couple.
Didn't make the cut.
In at number two, Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
Very tough to dance to.
Yeah.
You're like shuffling a little bit.
It's a little
with this
cute.
One.
It's a little cute for a wedding song. You want either like sexy or passionate or something.
Yeah, let's feel the passion.
This is sort of like, it reminds me of like 12-year-olds skipping down the lane.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, and in at number one, I like this band. It has a place in my life, absolutely. Okay. But I don't know why you'd ever choose it for a wedding song, One Direction.
I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you.
Hey, to be fair, it doesn't sound One Direction-y.
It doesn't, but I think a general rule should be to avoid boy bands for your wedding song.
Well,
come on. I mean, you can do better.
You don't want a Backstreet...
You got Elton John. Why would you go?
You don't want a Backstreet Boys song for your wedding?
Quit playing games with my heart. No, I don't
want that. That would not be a wedding song. That wouldn't be. A lot of people also chose I Hope You Dance. That was another popular one. A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson, the moment that she won. Yeah. Amazed by Lone Star. I've been to a couple of Amazed by Lone Star weddings, too.
So I know you've given it a lot of thought as to what song you would choose if and when that day comes.
Yeah. No, I stopped myself. I stopped myself. I need to choose with my partner.
Okay. Give a short list at least.